This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Montreal County Ag Agent and Weed Officer Jim Hennessy. And Jim, we're getting on the back end of spring's work, final touches on crops such as peas and beans. And rolling these two crops is a crucial timing decision, right?
Correct. And the big thing on rolling the crops is most of the time when farmers plant, as far as soybeans and peas, they want to get in there right away after they plant, roll them, get the rocks knocked down. If they don't get to them right away and they get busy with other things, they'll come back after emergence. And the big thing is we want to keep them at that maximum limit of a V3, which is about 3-4 inches. And we want to make sure the cotyledons are exposed and then do it on a warm, hot day like what we see today. Today being 80 plus degrees and it's dry and windy. Plants are a little more on the rubbery side.
All right, good stuff, Jim, and more on rolling peas and beans when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered with auctions coming up on the calendar across the Upper Midwest, including farm retirement auctions, construction equipment auctions, and Pfeiffer's live Upper Midwest auction in June. Pfeiffer's will also host regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, Devil's Lake, and Sioux Falls. Don't miss the Anthony Andreessen Farm Retirement Auction in Wendell, Minnesota, featuring an outstanding lineup of late model John Deere equipment. For more information and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Keller Paving in Minot is hiring. These are excellent career positions allowing you to work 9 months and have 4 months off. If you like working outdoors, running equipment, or being part of a crew that builds something that will last, this is for you. Asphalt experience is a plus, but we're willing to train the right people. We're also looking for someone with leadership skills to become a foreman. Go to kellerpaving.net or apply in person in Minot. Keller Paving, building better roads together.
Talking rolling peas and beans with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, ag has really changed a lot over the years and with these types of practices. Tell us why in the case of rolling.
Well, one of the biggest reasons is we got crops that are a little shorter stature. So when we come in to harvest, we want to protect our equipment. We want to make sure that as far as when we're going through and combining, we don't wreck anything. Reduces wear and tear. The other thing is by rolling, we get a better seed to soil contact and germination will probably take off a little quicker. And then the other thing it can do is help to break down some of the residue as far as the corn stalks and different things in the field. And it's real important to be able to do that and then also protect things as far as cost of combines anymore. They're not just a little bit, they're a whole bunch.
All right, Jim, hey, thanks. And that concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, by Keller Paving in Minot, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.